6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Monday, June 27, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We're doing our 15% off summer sale site-wide, excluding dropship products, right now till the end of the month. So jump on all those products before the prices go up, because we don't know what the supply chain issues are with all the things that numbnuts in the White House has done as far as screwing with our economy, which we know, you and I both know this. They'll call us conspiracy theorists and nut jobs, but I think it's all deliberate. I think they're trying to force us into a corner and make us do something we really don't want to do, but might inevitably end up having to do, which is unfortunate. Our phone lines are open. If there's anything you want to contribute to our guest conversation, 844-769-2944. I contribute to the Rutherford Institute. You should be too, because they are trying to look out for the rights of every American. And it doesn't matter. See, these liberals out there that think they got it all together, that they know what's going on, they don't know what's going on. They're being led down the wrong road and dumbed down, and they're buying into every little bit of it, from the jab to allowing Congress to do what it just did, passing this gun control legislation, which is moronic. Every single congressman and senator that voted for that needs to be, in my book, impeached. Now, can that be done? I don't know. We got legal John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute on the phone with us right now for this hour. John, once again, welcome back to the Power Hour, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on, sir.
What's up with this red flag logs? This latest gun control act, have you had a chance to read it, and what does it do for the enhancing red flag logs? I understand they're just throwing money at something.
Well, basically, the red flag gun laws, they've been enacted across the country now, clearly in 19 states, including the District of Columbia, and they authorize government officials to seize guns from individuals viewed as a danger to themselves or others. And it's gaining a lot of traction in Congress and everywhere, especially since we had these recent mass shootings. And it doesn't take much for the police to be given a green light to enter a home without a warrant, and that's the key, in order to seize lawfully possessed firearms based on the concerns that the guns might pose a danger. And so all it takes is a family member, listen to this, a roommate, a beau, which means somebody you're dating, a law enforcement officer, any type of medical professional, to file a petition with a court asking that a person's home be temporarily cleared of firearms. And here's the key. It doesn't require a mental health diagnosis or an arrest. So in other words, all it takes is the right kind of person to say, this man is really a great concern. I saw him the other day, you know, doing this with his fingers, or saying he was going to shoot somebody or whatever. That's all it takes. It doesn't have to be true. And if the judge agrees with it, and 99% of the time they do, especially if the police agree with the person making the allegations, they can enter your home. The problem with it, as I detail in the recent commentary that we did, it's called Red Flag Nation, which people should go to the Rutherford Institute, Rutherford.org, at our website and read. But it goes into it very, very clearly that, I mean, if you believe and exercise your rights under the Constitution, you can be put on the list to have the police raid your home for having a gun or being an extremist or whatever. And this is a very deep problem, by the way. The Department of Homeland Security, most people don't realize this, but it started under the Obama administration, and they did it through the Trump administration. They're doing it through the Biden administration. They do threat assessments on all homes in America. They go from green to red. If you get a red, it's because you have a firearm, essentially, or you might be an anti-government extremist. And if you have a firearm, that makes you a double threat. So that's what we're seeing today, and it's the same kind of thing we've seen in totalitarian governments of the past. It's come about in America, and it's not based on any statistics or anything, basically, that make any sense. It's just that the government wants to make sure that it'll have a population if they decide to take control. And this is something we can talk a bit about, but through their psyops, Pentagon training videos and stuff, the government is predicting that by 2029, 2030, the country's going to break down. They're going to take martial law. Well, if they do that, they do not want people to have firearms. And the Founding Fathers said it clearly. John Adams said, how do you enslave a population? You take their firearms. They cannot resist. They're helpless. Hitler said it as well. He said, it is not healthy for a nation to have the subpopulation have firearms. And they took them all away in 1938 in Nazi Germany. So if you want to subdue a population, you want to scare people, and you want to make sure that they don't have any, they have to get down on their knees and beg for, you know, don't shoot me, officer, please don't kill me, you know, and you're basically praying to government, which is what they want. In government we trust, not in God we trust. That's where we're moving very, very quickly, folks. And I'm trying to get people to get your acts together and start acting in their local communities to stop this, where you can stop it, by the way. But getting people today to do anything, get up off their butts from watching CNN or whatever they're watching on national media, and 150 hours of television a month the average American is watching, I mean, this country is going to hell in a handbasket quickly.
Well, and let's tell everybody, according to Every Town for Gun Safety, as of April of this year, of 2021, actually, Washington, D.C., and here's the states: California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington State. So all these 19 states, if I didn't read your state, it doesn't have a red flag gun law. Now, what about the states that don't? What's the federal government going to attempt to do, John? What do you think?
They're already doing it, is what I'm saying. The average number of SWAT team raids in America is 80,000 annually, up from 3,000 in the 1980s. And here's the scary thing. The mainstream media doesn't cover it. Over 80,000 annually occurring, where they're going through doors in the middle of the night. They shoot up to 500 dogs a day. They shoot the dogs first. If you go to our website again at rustler.org, do your research. I tell people education precedes action. Get educated on these subjects. My book, Battlefield America, goes into it in detail. They're going through people's doors in the middle of the night. All the people have been shot and killed, injured. The things they're doing, you know, they're smashing. They throw flashbang grenades. Jose Guerrera, who in Arizona was a decorated Marine, they were doing a sweep of his neighborhood, the police and their SWAT teams, looking for marijuana, that dangerous drug, you know, the government wants to stop. And they crashed into his home in the middle of the night. He grabbed the only weapon he had, which is his rifle, his hunting rifle, put his wife and child behind him in the closet at the end of the hallway. The police enter and fired over 70 times, hit him 50. He falls dead. Guess what? No marijuana was found in his home. And most of the time, the police in these cases get qualified immunity when you sue them. We've had all kinds of cases where we've sued on this issue, and you get into the federal courts and they give the police qualified immunity. Oh, well, they were just doing their job, you know, or they feared for their safety. But this is something, you know, again, if you'd have asked me when I became a young lawyer years ago, I would have told you I didn't think, you know, this wouldn't happen in this country. SWAT team raids in the middle of the night, these no-knock raids where they're knocking on people's doors and people are getting shot through the door. By the way, they arrive at the door with a cane or something, not knowing who's at the door. The police say, oh, we thought it was a rifle. Bang, shoot, dead. That's happening in America. This is not the America I grew up in. In fact, this is the America that a lot of the dictators of the past would be going, we warned you. We were the models for it, so here you got it.
I've always asked the question, John, how many Wacos and Ruby Ridges is it going to take before people wake up?
I don't know. As long as people are subdued by fear, which they are, the COVID-19 lockdowns, as I've seen this country change dramatically psychologically since then, how people view each other, the lockdowns, and people got used to just being squirted into their homes and not interacting with their neighbors and stuff like that. Fear is the one thing that, you know, governments of the past, and listen, the government works with psychologists and behaviorists. The fellow who just came out and admitted it, but they all do, that Obama said he worked with behaviorists on how to nudge the Americans to go a certain way, how to nudge them to do this, make them, you know, lead them to do something even though they didn't want to do it. The government's been doing that for years, and if you do go back, and again, some of the subject that I've written on is all the mind control stuff they've been trying to do for years, MK Ultra, all those are facts. The government, these are things that folks, you should, like I say, get educated. Start figuring out what kind of country have we got now? What can we do to change it? If you're a freedom fighter, a patriot, you know, a rebel, you know, a real rebel. You know, again, I tell people we need some really good rebels today, ones that will sacrifice. So they'll go out and picket nonviolently because they like to see you get violent, by the way. Once you get violent, they point their fingers and go, see, that's why we need to shoot them down. That's why we need the guns, the red flag gun laws. If we get more people out there that will stand for freedom, but getting people to even do something in their local communities where we could take over America if we did that. But I have, though, you know, again, I've been fighting this thing for over 40 years, and just trying to get people to stand up for freedom is a difficult thing these days. They like to watch their, listen, the average child today I see, early on, by the way, I'm talking about 7 or 8 years old, they're staring at those cell phones the entire time, even when they cross
That's
the
sad.
Street. It's sad because who controls that information? From Facebook, Meta, all that. Zuckerberg's in the White House eating dinner with the president. It's the government works with those. Google admits that it works with the Chinese government and the American government. Come on, folks. We live in a corporate state that wants to make money off of us and control us. And if you really believe in freedom, it's time to say, hey, I've had enough of this stuff.
Yeah, and the thing is this is not a conspiracy theory, folks. This is something
that we talked about.
Yeah, it's all documented. The stuff is happening right now. And for those of you who, you know, like to get out there and make comments and get crazy, say the wrong thing in front of people that literally could turn around and point the finger back at you and cause this kind of mayhem on your own property, that's sad. We have another talk show host with us. From Texas. Alan, how are you, sir?
Good, Dave. Actually, I'm gonna be kind to your guest this time because John actually helped a friend of mine. His Rutherford Institute helped a friend of mine here locally that was done wrong by our local sheriff's constabulary. But no, let's see, John, what I wanted to point out, you know, everyone thinks, you know, we don't have gun registration yet. But, you know, with these threat assessment centers and infusion centers, all you good redneck boys out there who might not have bought a rifle, you know, maybe you got your grandpa's 270 or maybe his M1 carbine or Garand or something. And if you've gone down and bought a few boxes of shells and put it on a credit card, guess what? They know that you've got something and something else. You good redneck boys out there that think you're not doing anything wrong. If you buy a hunting license every year, guess what they pretty much know you probably have a hold of? They probably know you've got a firearm of some type, and you actually know how to use it. You're not some gangbanger in the middle of the city that is not proficient with it, that can just spray bullets, but you can do pinpoint accuracy because you're a hunter. You know, there is basically, it's not blatant, but there is gun registration that's been in place a long time, my friends.
Oh, yes.
What do you think?
Well, listen, the NSA reads everything we do. They download 1 billion phone calls annually. They're listening to everything. Every transaction you make, every with a credit card, it goes into the government. They see it all, folks. Google, Amazon, they get billion-dollar contracts to make the to maintain the intelligence cloud for all 17 intelligence agencies. And the intelligence agencies have access to all the information and all that Google and all the groups have, and they know everything about your transactions. I'm telling people, when you go to the store and you buy something, you buy a knife. Let's say you just want to buy a knife to have, you know, in your bedroom at night. You don't have a gun. Just in case you protect yourself. That'll put you on the assessment list automatically. They're watching everything you're doing. And Again, it's total. We live in a total surveillance state. We're living in something that, I'll be honest with you, if George Orwell was brought back, he'd say, "I can't believe it. This is just beyond believable."
On this thing, this continuity of government. Everyone, y'all know Rex 84 that took place in 1984 at Fort Chaffee, Arkansas. I lived in Fort Smith, Arkansas, which is a very Masonic, very military town, always has been, you know, with that big base right outside there. And I woke up one morning shortly, I believe this was in late 84, somewhere in that range, and all up and down my street and the streets around me, every mailbox had a little red dot, a little green dot, or a little yellow dot on it. And it wasn't because what version, if you got the morning paper or the afternoon paper. I know for a fact some of these people did not get the paper. But every mailbox on all the in the neighborhood I was in, because I was wondering, what the hell is this stuff? I drove up and down the streets, and every mailbox had either a red, a green, or a yellow dot on it.
There you go.
Just a label. Conspiratorial sounds like it, but considering what just happened at Fort Chaffee, Arkansas, the continuity of government exercises, Rex 84. It clicked in my head. Thank you, John, for what you're doing. I'll let y'all go.
Appreciate it, Alan. Thanks for your call. And this is one of the things that gets me. How do we know that the government is not grooming people like Salvador Ramos, who shot up Uvalde? How do we know the government is not grooming him for the purposes of doing what they're doing right now?
We don't know it. I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, again, I gotta say, and this is a fact, starting right after World War II, when under Project Paperclip, when thousands of Nazis were brought into this country from Germany, by the way, by the American government, they went into the universities. Reinhard Gehlen, by the way, who worked with Nixon's intelligence agencies, helped set up the CIA. There was a mentality that went into our government at that point, and we've never gotten away from it. It was at that point the government started and it got into mind control exercises, and they've been doing it for years. Like I say, if you read about it in some of our commentaries, MK Ultra is one thing. Just check that out. Those are facts. You have a government that's very paranoid. They've always been very paranoid about the American citizens. They want control, and they want your money. And that's why we're moving toward this digital universe right now, where everything is going to be digital. That's why they want digital currency. Everything you buy, whatever you do, can be watched. And that's exactly where we're headed. And with this new singularity program that Google has announced, where they're going to fuse basically artificial intelligence with human beings by 2030, and that's what they're saying, we're going to be totally controlled. You will not be able to think anymore without even thinking. And with all these sensor devices in cities across the country now, in major cities, some of these sensory devices read the emotions on your face. In the future, you could be walking down the street, you can be angry, let's say, with a friend or whatever, your husband, your wife, and just talking to yourself. You could walk another 100 feet and the police can stop you, pull you over and arrest you and take you away. That's already happening in China, by the way. And Google admits it works with China in maintaining their social credit scores and watching people. So you don't think they're doing it here? Yes, they are. And this is another scary thing is it was just revealed that the FBI is working with many police agencies across the country, local police agencies, in creating fake social media accounts. In other words, if you got a friend request from somebody, looks good, you know, like fine, oh, they believe what I believe, you cluck them in, you're probably dealing with an FBI agent who's watching everything you're doing. And don't forget, it was the FBI that showed up at people's doors in the 1950s just because they disagreed with the government and people were taken away to jail or brought in and investigated just because they sent us two sentences. Frank Sinatra, Ernest Hemingway, I go down the list of people who said they just disagree with something the government did. They were on lists where they were watched and followed by the government to see if they could catch them. And that's where it's at today. Again, I see why people are afraid. They say, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to get on these lists or whatever. But let me tell you something. If you do just a minor thing, and you pointed it out just, sir, a minute ago, if you just, you know, buy the wrong thing, and the wrong thing can be anything they think it could be a weapon or whatever, or anti-government. This is a scary thing. In other cases we've handled, returning veterans now are watched. Operation Vigilant Eagle, it's called, by the government. They track them. We've had cases where they've arrested veterans or come to their door because they go on the internet and say something that they consider anti-government. We had one veteran who just said, who just discussed, by the way, in one paragraph to a friend about some operations the governments were doing in America in the mountains. He said they use the mountains because it simulates what happens in Afghanistan. The next day, two FBI agents showed up armed and said if he ever did that again, they were going to take him out of the country. He came to my office crying, a decorated veteran. What do you do
that's
wrong?
That's no good.
No, but it's happening across the country. So they're watching returning veterans. Well, darn, you know, I'm a veteran. They watch you. Again, I train troops to shoot rifles. I was an infantry officer. I mean, you go to the top of the list, you know. So here's the point is that we've only got, I'm telling people right now, it's just like there's the clock's ticking. Look at the clock, folks. You can see that second hand moving toward the top, toward the 12. Watch out. We're almost to the 12 at the top of the clock. In other words, midnight's coming. It's going to get dark. And the only thing that's going to change things, if Americans can get up off their butts, and Washington, D.C. is not going to listen to anybody in any way. It's got to happen on the local governments. And you can change things. Under the 10th Amendment, it allows local governments to nullify acts of the federal government. Don't put up with these red flag gun laws. Make sure the government is not, you know, using your local police, the FBI, creating fake social media accounts. Clean your town up. Get a good leader in there, someone who actually believes in freedom. And let's get this country back.
Thank you. John Whitehead will be back after this break. Kevin in Ohio, stay with us on the phone. We appreciate your holding. We'll have you back on and take your phone call after this short break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Pretty scary stuff going on out there, folks. Stay with us. We'll be back after this.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, the Strokes Heart Drops, the world-famous Strokes Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strokes's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those heart drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Monday, June 27, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We have John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute. I signed on. You should too. John and the Rutherford Institute have been involved in a number of lawsuits to try to keep your freedoms right where they are, open and exercisable. Here's the thing. We're kind of looking at a situation that's all because of this gun law that just got passed. Things could get very dicey for America. Kevin in Ohio, you have a comment or a question for John?
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. Good afternoon. David, just real quick to ask you, did you look into those steam canners I mentioned to you?
No, but we made notes of it. My wife's doing some research on that, steam canning. Yes,
Okay.
I did make sure that, you know, she started looking into that. She said, what was the name of that canning he brought up? I said, steam canning. Okay.
It's an excellent process. And you and your wife were on the right wavelength with me today, talking about eliminating part of the gene pool. I wish they would incentivize castrations and sterilizations, really, for these people. Give them money.
Give money to get vasectomy. There you go. How many people would take them up on that, John.
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Mr. Whitehead,
yes.
You've partially addressed the subject I want to ask you about most. I'm a totally disabled vet from NAM with PTSD. And when Obama was in, it started looking like to us veterans with PTSD that they were going to take our guns. There was something in that about people with PTSD that they were going to be able to do that. And you partially addressed it. Are there other federal level red flag laws? Or, you know, is this one in existence and are there others?
Oh, listen, yeah, they've got the laws, but what I'm saying is that they don't really care about that now. It's all they need is for you to be on the, again, the red flag gun laws comes out of the Department of Homeland Security. You're automatically put on an extremist list with threat assessments. They've been doing the threat assessments for many, many years now. And, you know, we had the case that kind of went viral for a while with Brandon Robb. And, again, if you've heard, you probably heard his name, some of you. But he was a Marine who was dragged from his home because he was making so-called threatening emails about Obama. He wanted to get Obama thrown out of office. He wanted him, done away with. And, I mean, the police and SWAT team raids, the Department of Homeland Security show up at his door and took him away and put him in a mental institution. And no one would defend him. We came to his defense. and got him out. But he didn't even have a weapon, by the way. He didn't have a weapon. They pulled him from his home. They threw him against the fence, cut his back, gave him a short hearing. And because he was a 9/11 truther, the psychiatrist who gave him a five-minute examination in the cell said he needed to be in a mental institution, basically. He was crazy. And he was put away. In other words, for disbelieving that the government conspired to take away freedom. And so anybody out here today, all you got to do, you know, again, say the wrong word or whatever they want. Like I say, we live in a total surveillance state. It's all documented in our writings and stuff at Rutherford.org in my book, Battlefield America. Like I say, the NSA, the CIA, they're all watching everything we're doing. I mean, they 200,000 Facebook pages daily they read and examine. 500 million text messages daily they record. In other words, by even calling into this program or whatever, making a phone call, they know exactly what you're doing. You go to the store and you buy something. And artificial intelligence has basically stepped forward now as controlling the internet, and it's reporting everything you're doing to the government. It is the government. So, I mean, when you have people that are getting shot in their bed, like the fellow I talk about in my last commentary, Duncan Lipp, who was a Second Amendment activist. He had never been arrested or anything like that. He was shot through his window just for being a Second Amendment activist. That's it. Killed, murdered by the police. And that happened 2 years ago. The thing is that it doesn't take much today. If they want to get you, folks, they can get you, unless, and here's the key, I'll keep saying it, local communities can somehow establish a way of controlling their local police and controlling their government and watching to make sure this doesn't happen in your community. You can do it. But if you're sitting back and just thinking the government's going to save you, they're not, folks. They never have. If you look at any government of the world, anyway, it's when something needed to change, it took an uprising from the American people. And otherwise, they do not listen to a damn thing you have to say. And here's the other thing. Brandon Robb, the fellow, was taken from his home. It was called a civil commitment. The year he was taken from his home, it was about 8 years ago, there were 20,000 people annually that were being taken from their homes by the police and put in mental hospitals, civil commitments. When I did my research, 1.5 million annually in America. When that case broke, I had a reporter from the Los Angeles Times call me and said, John, it's 80,000 alone here in L.A. County annually. They're taking people away from their homes. And what do the neighbors do? They wave goodbye to them. You should be outraged at this stuff. You shouldn't be just putting up with it, but with the way Americans are putting up with things today, they're just letting it go just as long as they can sit back and stare at their control device, which I call your cell phones. That's where we're going. Now, there's not a lot of hope for this country unless we get some kind of freedom force going. Like I say, get some good rebels out there who are willing to get on the streets, get down to their local government, turn the television set off. I tell people, turn the TV off set one-third of the time and give me that 33 hours, you know, here or there that I could use, and go down to city council here and get with your friends and stuff. Start civil liberties oversight committees in your community. That's what I call them, civil liberty oversight committees. Get on the phone, track how they're spending your money. Listen, a lot of your local governments are working with federal agents. They're working with big corporations. They're taking trips. Don't let them do that kind of stuff. This is America. We're supposed to be controlled by a government that's for the people, by the people, and of the people. And here's the other thing I keep saying. You are the government. The Constitution starts with those three beautiful words. We the people do ordain, establish this government, this Constitution. Listen, we're the government. We got this idea that the guys up in D.C. are the local dudes. They're the government. Not really. You're the government, and the reason we're seeing these problems is because we're not doing anything about it.
So we hope, Kevin, that answers your question. We appreciate your call. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone with John Whitehead. Go ahead.
Yes, John, a few weeks ago, Dave had on the grandfather of Baby Cyrus, up there in Idaho who was kidnapped by their CPS, and they were part of this People's Rights Organization. I think Ammon Bundy was a big push on getting that going, but apparently it's gone nationwide. But up there, they got a hospital to back down by demonstration. Are you familiar with that organization at all? Are you tied in?
No, I have not. I do not know the organization, no.
Yeah,
but it sounds like a good idea.
Dave can tell you about it. I'm going to check it out here in Kansas. You know, in my opinion, the federal government has not lived up to their part of the Constitution, and they've basically all the states have a right to secede if they want to, because the federal government is already negated their part of the contract.
The federal government, by the way, you know, again, listen, I talk to lawyers today and high school students and college students, and I'll ask them, can you give me the five freedoms of the First Amendment? They look at me blankly. I have lawyers. I spoke to a group of lawyers about 8 or 9 years ago and about our cases, and then in the middle of my speech, I stopped and I said, can any lawyer in this room give me the five freedoms of the First Amendment? Not one did. They couldn't. Listen, the public schools today, listen, I'm really nervous about the public schools, the way they're teaching the Constitution. They don't teach it. That's the point. They don't read the Declaration of Independence. And why are they afraid of the Declaration of Independence? Because it creates rebels. It says, we want to do away with this government, you have inalienable rights. Inalienable means non-transferable. In other words, you can't transfer them to the government. They're yours from the beginning. And the government does not create rights. That's what a lot of people think. The rights are created from God, our Creator. And we've next that out. Today, kids in the public schools are like little robots. And that's another thing. If we're going to see a change in this country, you're going to have to get down to your local schools and start making them teach the Constitution, get back to making parents as the primary motivators of actions in the schools, and stop just letting them teach your kids to be little whatever. They go out in society today, they have no idea what freedom is, they don't really care, they just want to stare at their phones, do whatever they want to do, and that's where we're at. It's a huge problem we're facing. And I will say this, anybody I see out there making a movement is good. Just keep it up, get together, and let's do it, because you only have, like I say, a few years. It's almost midnight, it's going to get very, very dark, and with everything we're seeing, see, people don't realize what the government's doing. They're training for martial law, for a breakdown. They built an artificial city down in Fort Benning, Georgia, where they're training now against so-called domestic extremists, the government and police, et cetera. They're getting ready to blow us away. And the average SWAT team raid that you have in your community with grenade launchers and all the devices they have, MRAPs, it's going to be very difficult. And like I said earlier, George Washington warned, he said it very clearly, he says, do not have a standing army on American soil. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a heavily armed standing army. There are 175,000 federal agents now in this country, believe it or not, that are running around with hollow point bullets they got from the ATA Corporation. Department of Homeland Security bought 1.6 million hollow point bullets, which expand on contact and blow your head off. Can you believe our government? Why are they arming civilian police with hollow point bullets? It's cruel and unusual. John F. Kennedy's head went off. Remember, his back of his skull and head went off of the car when he was shot? It was a hollow point bullet. Martin Luther King. The Beatle John Lennon was shot with four in the chest. And these are all by people that, you know, a lot of people think the government that was doing it through government agents, CIA, et cetera. And I've talked to former NSA agents, by the way, who tell me, John, it's worse than you think. I've had several of them tell me, you know something, John Whitehead? You're lucky you're still alive that you aren't dead already. And they give you a warning like that and walk out. It's, folks, we're at, again, like I say, the midnight hour, and the only hope we have is that we, the people, will say, oh, yes, we are the government. We're going to make the changes. Get the poop out of our community with this crap.
Makes
sense. John, you are an American hero. I really respect you. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, man.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you, Sherry, for caring enough to make a phone call and ask the questions you're asking. We appreciate you. Tom in Michigan, what's going on? You're on the phone with John Whitehead. Go for it.
Hi, real quick, yeah, the hollow point bullets, they're safer for other people than, you know, they don't go through the target and hit the person standing behind them or in walls and things like that. There's less of a chance of them going through the wall and hitting the person in the house next door. So they run those hollow points in their submachine guns, the professional hit team. Should have said SWAT teams do. But, yeah, I called about another one for your list. There's a book called Secrets of the Federal Reserve by Eustace Mullins, copyright 1993. And he talks, his foreword, he talks about a poet named Ezra Pound. They had him locked up in a mental institution for 13 and a half years for revealing things about the Federal Reserve, how it was set up in secret and captured the money supply, what have you. You might want to add that to your list, but thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks so much for the input. Go ahead, John.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. They control everything. The government, you know, the so-called government is run by agencies that are private outside of their realm, and they do what they want to do. They've been doing it for years. And as we move into a global government, which we, in my opinion, we are, we're moving very quickly in that direction. When you have all these governments now working with Australia and setting up digital conferences now where you have Israel and 14 or 15 countries gathering together to set up a digital worldwide government. And the NSA has their Five Eyes program where they have bases around the world and they're circling the globe now with their surveillance system. So wherever you go, let's say we want to go for a flight over to Paris or something, you're watched. You don't have to be in America to be watched now. They're watching everything we're doing wherever we go in the world. And they definitely want a global government run by groups like the Federal Reserve and others out there that have one thing in action, that is controlling the people and getting as much money out of you as possible. They view us as cattle, the herd. I mean, if people like Henry Kissinger, if you remember his name and stuff, he referred to the American people as the herd. They see us as animals. They don't see us as superhuman beings like them. They think they're almighty, whatever, people that need to be bowed before. But I keep telling people, I'm not bowing before anybody. I'm not putting my knee down because I believe this. I'm no better than the lowest person on this planet, and I believe we're here for one reason, and that's to help one another. And if you're listening to this program today, I hope it will motivate you to get up and say, how can I help in my community? I'm not just going to sit and watch TV and eat popcorn or whatever I'm doing. I'm going to actually get together with some of my friends and find out what in the hell my government's doing. Why are they, where are they spending their money? And then let's get some communities together and let's get something done about Washington, D.C. And again, there was a couple key studies done about Washington, D.C., which should freak you out. One is, came out of Princeton and Northwest Universities. They tried to figure out where money and psychopathology, and this was SMU was involved as well in this study, two studies, where money and psychopathology congregated in America. They came to the conclusion it was Washington, D.C., that Washington, D.C. is run by psychopaths. Listen to this, though. Composed of basically 585 billionaires who run everything out of Washington, D.C. And it's the so-called deep state. If you look at the president and you think the president's running the show, folks, Listen, I've sued it out of Washington, D.C. for 50 years. I was actually taken underground by a senator who wanted me to see what it really looked like under Washington, D.C. I was shocked when I went underground with him, you know, seeing the moving little trains and stuff. And their Mount Weather facility right outside of Washington, D.C., where they all will can escape. It has its own office of the presidency. They go underground. If some bad tragedy happens in America, they can escape. But you know something? They're not building them for us. They don't tell us about them. They have 70-some type facilities now across the United States where they can escape in times of distress and hide. And also, by the way, they have their FEMA camps, which the Halliburton Corporation under George W. Bush was given $485 million to build. And I was told by a former NSA agent that they were on the military bases and they've been built. So if they need to take us away to some camps, us rebels, that's a possibility, folks. Unless we act before, again, the clock strikes midnight.
A lot of people, I think, take it for granted, John, that, the government would never do that to us. They can and they are.
But they're doing
and they
it.
Will. Yeah, they are.
They're doing
and see
it.
People, they're not paying attention. Especially those neighbors you were talking about that wave goodbye when all these people are taken out of their house. They think the government is going to come to their aid. I don't think it's going to work out that way, especially if we allow these states to pass these red flag gun laws, for starters. I mean, that's just the beginning of it all, folks. If you have a constitutional sheriff that is working with Richard Mack, well, let's say you don't have one in your particular community. You can start by introducing your local sheriff to Richard Mack and let the two of them have a conversation. To me, that's one way you're going to get your sheriff on board so that the local police departments have somebody that can actually come in over the top of them and go, look, I'm in charge of this county. And this is the thing that Scotty Jenkins told Governor Ralph Northam. He was the sheriff of Culpeper County, and he told Governor Northam of Virginia, look, you take away everybody's guns. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to deputize every law-abiding citizen and make them all deputies so they can own weapons. You're not going to take away our guns. And see, this is a sheriff that's standing up and acting, and that's one of the things I think locally that we can do. But, you know, when I hear people get on TV after Roe v. Wade came out, and I'm talking specifically about the little woman from California that doesn't even live in her own district. And you know I'm talking about. And she started screaming, to hell with the court. You know, we need. She virtually was trying to incite a riot, as was AOC. I just wonder what, you know, how are they getting away with this, John? Freedom of speech?
It depends on who the government's favoring. And it's like I say, I keep telling people, it's not in government we trust, it's in God we trust. And it's, and again, James Madison, who wrote our Bill of Rights, and listen, I'm just telling people, go to our website. We have a Bill of Rights card. I want you to teach your kids the Bill of Rights in the home. Start doing it. If you want them to know their rights, you're going to have to teach them in the home. We have a Bill of Rights card. You can do it and start making sure they understand what they do. But the government does not want you in any way standing up. They want you to be a follower. They want you to get in line. They want you to move down the road. But James Madison said it best, the fellow who wrote the Bill of Rights. He said, we ought to mistrust all those in power. And we've had mass shootings, and that's one of the, you know, the mass shootings are terrible. But since 2015, a little over 400-some people have been killed in mass shootings. At the same time, almost 7,000 people in this country were killed by police. You don't hear that statistic very often.
I wonder why
the
that
police
is.
Or whoever, the government is allowed to execute or shoot or kill anybody you want. Anybody they want. And like I say, they get away with it almost 99% of the time, even when they're shooting somebody running away who's not done anything. Or jumping on little kids or rushing, pointing guns at little kids and stuff, the cases we've had, a kid in his front yard playing with a BB gun or something, and the police think someone reports and says the kid's got a gun in his front yard. That's an idiot that just did that. But, and the police show up armed and ready to, you know, whatever. It's intimidating, and it's easy. They're intimidating the population, you know, with all this stuff we're seeing. And again, if you trust the government, you're a very foolish person. We ought to mistrust all those in power. It took a man who believed in that philosophy to write the Bill of Rights, which says in the Second Amendment, we have a right to bear arms. The First Amendment, you have a right to protest and fight the government. The Third Amendment says you got to keep the armored police in whatever hour of our homes. Well, they're not doing that. You have an 80,000 SWAT team raise. You have a Fourth Amendment that says the government is not supposed to be doing surveillance on you unless they have some kind of reason to be doing it in terms of illegal activity. They do it now. Whatever they have huge files on everybody. We live in a suspect nation. Yeah, they go down the Bill of Rights. Most people don't realize they have these rights. So we're going to start teaching the Bill of Rights. And again, like I'm saying, the public schools today are indoctrination centers. That's all I'll say. They're creating a generation of people who are thinking about everything but rights and standing up for freedoms and stuff like that. They believe that if you say the wrong word, you can be thrown out of school. And I'm not saying a cuss word, anything today. I mean, I had some young kids tell me, listen to this, this is interesting. They said, well, there's 10 words we can't say. This is fourth graders. And I said, what's one of the words? They said the G word. And I thought, oh, God. But she went, no, 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 no. And I said, well, what's the word? She said, I can't say it. I said, can you spell it? And she spelled it on a piece of paper, guns.
Yeah.
You can't say the words of guns? I said, what do you call that thing that our troops are carrying in Afghanistan? Is it a G? What do you call what the police are carrying? That's a G? Or is it a gun? See, so they're creating the future generations we're seeing come up today are not going to have any clue what's going on. They're afraid to say words, look the wrong way, have the wrong kind of haircut, whatever. They're being indoctrinated to be slaves. And that's what the government wants. They want us to be enslaved.
Well, and we don't have to go for that, of course. John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute. We are out of time, and we thank you, sir, for joining us so much. You just enlighten us with this information, and we appreciate you. God bless you and all the work you do, and stay safe. Dave Krieger with you. We are out of time for today in this segment. And, of course, as usual, you know, just do your research and your homework. We're going to make this work. Your county, that's where the message is. We'll be back tomorrow on the Power Hour. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.